You notice he said, with desire, I have desired. God, Jesus has ratified, brought into existence a covenant called the New Testament, last will and testament, that every saint, I don't care how rich you are, how poor, how whatever, the church, excuse me, the world and people have put all these, made all these different separating set and talk about classes and some people better than others and all that. Not so. Out of one blood came all nations. He brought forth a covenant that I don't care who you are, you just need to know what you're doing. I don't care who you are, and you may be poor, what the poor person need to find out, that when you come into a covenant relationship with God, you're no longer poor. Everything that you used to be goes out the door. And you become an heir of God, rich, wealthy, healthy, prosper, wise, intelligent, strong. That's what you become. But if you don't ever get the revelation of it, you keep on living like a poor man, a poor woman. You keep on living like a sick man, a sick woman. But you get this on the inside of you, it changes everything. It changes how you talk. It changes what you do, where you go. You just don't up and get up and get involved in anything. Hello? Hello? But you have a desire for God and what he's given you. So Jesus said, with desire, I have desired to get to this one, because once I go through this suffering, I'm bringing forth a covenant. Can't nobody stop it from working. Can't no devil, no demon, no religious folks, no black folks, no black, no white folks, no red, no nobody. When you know who you are, when you know your rights, can't nobody stop this. No plan the devil has, no disease or sickness he comes up with that can stop this covenant from working for you. You said, how is this? Let me tell you what little I've learned about a covenant. Covenant means two family coming together. And when it's a blood covenant, what they used to do in old time, they would slit their wrist or some portion here on the hand or wrist. And like I said before, like that one family may be named Higginbottom, other may be named Smith. And what they'll do, they'll slit their wrist and enter into a blood covenant by what? Mingling their blood together. And what were they doing? What were they doing when they did that? They were saying all that the Higginbottom family have belongs to the Smith family. Everything. I don't care what it is. Everything the Higginbottom family have, it's yours. Everything the Smith family have, it belongs to the Higginbottom. Everything. So God cut a covenant with us. And look what he said. Blood covenant. That was blood shed. Do you understand? There was blood shed. And he said, all that I have, Jimmy, Cora, all that I have, Andrew, George, Lucy, Henry, Alicia, Marie, All that I have is yours. Everything I got is yours. It's yours. And everything you got is mine. And we are covenant people. We're the covenant God. Now, I wonder, what does he have? You think he got any healing? You think he got, do you think he has a little money, maybe a little silver, a little gold? Or you think he might have a little? You think he might know how to build a house? Do you think he might know how to protect what's his? Everything God has, when you got born again, you enter into a covenant with him. And listen to what he said. No good thing will I withhold from them who walk upright. What you mean walk upright? Walk with me. If you walk with me, if you walk like I walk and do like I do, there is no good thing. You know, there's some things out there, but they're not good. He's no good thing because he owns the good thing. I will withhold from you. What you say, healing is good? Hallelujah. Would you say that? Now, he set this in motion, but he couldn't fully complete it because somebody had to come and remove the dividing wall, the stumbling block, the death block that's blocked life from mankind. But he did it. He started with the children of Israel when they was in Egypt. He said, go kill a lamb and get and he told them how to prepare the meal and what to how to prepare. And then he said, take the blood and put it on the doorpost. Didn't he say it? What was that blood for? Let the death angel know you can't come beyond this point. You may come up to this point, but you can't come any further. Having you and I been sealed in the blood, death can't come to a reborn spirit and just overtake him and take him out and kill him. No, 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 no. He provided life eternal. He provided health and long life for us to live on this earth. Hallelujah. And when we eat and drink, we need to know what we're doing. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not just eating a little piece of whatever that is and drinking a little juice. That may be that's in the natural, but in the spirit realm, I am declaring something. Yeah. Glory to God. Glory. That I know what I'm doing. I am partaking of health for my body that I live on this earth till my work is done. And when I'm through with it or finished with it, it goes back to the dust where it came from. But in the meanwhile, I'm not going to crawl around, hop around, try to make it. But I have a covenant with God. God said, I will cause you to walk in divine health. And when people know that, like the psalmist said, 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh your dwelling. Will you be attacked? Will you have persecution? Yeah, but you can't overcome me. Hello? I say hello? I cannot be overcome.